So, today's exercise is something that should probably, well, depends. Depends on your level of creativity, depends on your level of confidence now. Should require the entire day. As long as it takes, keep on going, keep on going, keep on going. And don't be surprised if you get an answer of no thanks from everybody. But you're going to approach women, and this is what we call the slap or fuck method of learning. What that basically means is that you're going to go to a place where nobody knows who you are. And this is not something that you actually have to do. You can do it wherever everybody knows who you are, but it just seems that most people are comfortable doing this where they're never going to be seen again and never have any problems whatsoever. And you'll go to a place and you're going to approach any girl that you find even remotely attractive. And if you want to start off with girls that are just moderately attractive, that's all fine, well, and good, as long as you recognize that because you know the principles of progressive conditioning, it's your responsibility to up the level of attractiveness in the girls that you approach. So you start this off by going up to girls that you feel more comfortable with going up to. And by now, that should have increased extremely. And not only do you make your sexual intentions known right off the bat, you're actually going to ask them if they would like to sleep with you right now. And if they say no thank you, then ask them how about later then. That's it. And keep going. Keep going till somebody says yes. And if nobody says yes the entire day, it doesn't matter. Because guess what? You just expressed the most base desire to hundreds, maybe 50, maybe 100, maybe 200, maybe 300 women. And you spent 8 hours at least 8 hours doing this today. It's a lot of work, but guess what? You can take a lunch break, but your lunch break, let's say you work from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. You're taking a one-hour lunch. This is your job today, is just go up to women and say, excuse me, I find you extremely attractive. I know this is very straightforward, but that's the kind of guy I am. Would you like to have sex with me? And don't be surprised if maybe somebody actually says yes. And you know what? If they do, bang the shit out of that one. And she's a keeper. Somebody who's so conditioned to go after what feels good, what feels right. Definite keeper.
Now, keep in mind, this is not a seduction method. This is a confidence method.
Yeah.
So your expectations are for yourself, not for the situation. Meaning if she says yes, fine. If she says no, who cares? The point is that you go ahead and ask.
Abbas and I used to have little contests because we'd get a little bit more outrageous than this. We would actually start getting very, very descriptive about what we wanted to do that person. And we call this the slap or fuck method of discerning who would have more slaps by the end of the night. And I swear, I don't think I've ever been slapped when doing this. People have been shocked, and this is a tremendous shock induction, which is great, because then you say, I'm just kidding, I find you very attractive, and I'd like to pursue something with you. But that's not the point of the exercise this time. This time, all you're doing is being very straightforward that you want to have sex with that person. And I'm telling you, no one has ever gotten slapped. But if you do, just accept it and keep moving and keep doing it, because it's what's called an occupational hazard.
If for some reason this seems outrageous to anyone, it means that you have not been doing the exercises. You just skipped ahead on the CD and heard about this one. If you've been doing the exercises and you've approached over 1,000 women now, this should be absolutely a minor step in your development of demonic confidence. This is such a minor step, just like way back when, asking someone the time without a watch, and asking someone the time with a watch was just a minor step. It's the same principle once again.
I know at least two people that have been able to use this approach, and they do it in such a subtle way that it just seems like, you know what, I'm very matter of fact, I find you attractive, would you like to go back to my place? You know, they don't say, would you like to fuck me senseless? They say, would you like to go back to my place? And the best ratio I've ever heard is one out of every 5 to 10 girls may actually say yes. And this does take a little bit of skill to get to that point. So don't be disheartened if 1 out of 100 girls doesn't even say yes. But if you get to the point where like 1 out of every 10 is saying yes, you know what? It makes every single seduction method almost obsolete. And then it just becomes personal preference. Do you like young girls, like 19-year-old? Do you want a greater degree of control over the girls that you have? Do you want to sleep with strippers and strippers only? Do you want one girl to be obsessed with you? That sort of thing.
If you get 1 out of every 100 girls saying yes, and you do this the right way, spending at least 8 hours today doing this, that's at least 4 girls that you get to say yes in one day. If you've had that much success before, then you probably wouldn't even care about a seduction product in the first place.
So, that's probably the most exhausting day you're going to have. Tomorrow's going to be light and easy comparatively.